Good morning. This is Sunday, September the 15th, 2019. We've heard from our Creator and the Holy Spirit. Now we look forward to hearing from Jesus, who promised to come every Sunday and give us something He wants us to think about. So we thank You, Jesus, for Your words and guidance that You are in us and we are in You. And if we open to Your presence, we can feel Your living with us and guiding us along the way, continuing to show us the way. And so we pray. We're ready, Jesus, whenever You are. We're listening. What would You like to teach us today?
I am with You, and I am delighted, I'm happy to say I am with You. I say it with enthusiasm, because I am sure if You open my enthusiasm for being with You will travel through the veil and You will feel it, as that is my intention. I am with You. I am with You. You can feel me, and You can hear me, and You can know me, for I am with You. This is no trickery. It's no magic potion You have been given so that You might believe I am with You. It is the most amazing truth, experienced in full and completely by those who believe it is possible. And once that door is open, the possibility of it reveals the reality of it. I am with You. Most of your lifetime upon earth is spent in the ordinary doing of things, the ordinary experience of a day or a night, the ordinary rising up, brushing your teeth, eating breakfast, going to work or school or play, greeting friends all along the way, touching family members, talking on the phone, relaxing in the sun, maybe even watching a sporting event. Most of your life upon earth is spent in the arena and on the stage of the ordinary. Everyday experiences allowed each individual upon earth. Parting and saying goodbye, greeting and saying hello, sharing a meal with friends, giving and receiving of gifts, experiencing all that comes in relationships, learning the lessons of life. This is the ordinary living of life. These things happen scattered between the few extraordinary experiences of life. It is easy, I am sure, to put yourself in the ordinary day. You can see it, you know it, you experience it. It is the things that become a habit to you. It is the things that you can do without thinking about it. It is the ordinary. Now, I want you to close your eyes and see me doing the ordinary things I did during the time I walked upon the earth. For it might surprise you to know that the ordinary ways of my life consumed most of my lifetime upon earth. You have come to know me as a miracle worker, as the Son of God, as the Messiah, as the one who could heal all wounds, raise the dead, who could feed thousands with a few fish. These are the extraordinary. But most of my life upon earth was spent in the ordinary. But I did not squander the ordinary time, because it was in the ordinary time when I was quietly living the Word of God, teaching those whom I loved, who walked with me, how to experience life upon earth, how to experience the ordinary things of life upon earth, and do so in a most extraordinary way. I am sure you have not thought much upon my ordinary life. But after today, see me that way, because I will be closer to you if you can see me rising up. If you can see me washing my feet or splashing water on my face or enjoying something to drink or helping my mother or my father when I was a child or carrying objects from here to there, helping neighbors, working next to my father in the carpentry shop, running errands for my mother, playing with my brothers and sisters, attending parties as I grew older, touching those around me in a personal, ordinary way. This is what comprises the lifetime of every single individual upon earth. No individual goes from the peak of one mountain to another as if they are stepping stones, experiencing only the extraordinary in life. Therefore, if your life is mostly comprised of the ordinary events, there surely must be a reason. And I tell you, the reason is within the ordinary is found extraordinary possibilities to rise above the situation and create the extraordinary from the ordinary experience. People observe what you do every day. It's not that they are watching or spying on you. It is Simply, it is impossible not to notice what someone is doing when they are in close proximity. People know the ordinary experiences of another, especially in a family situation where there is a parent or a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle and children or a child. You have a scenario where there is one who holds authority and one who is subject to that authority, the parent figure and the child. Through the ordinary day, the child observes what the parent figure is doing or saying. It is not during just those special moments when there is teaching on an extraordinary level about what to do or not to do. The child learns the lessons of life during the ordinary times when the parent figure is living what to do. This week, pay attention to what you are doing in the ordinary times. Let the love of God flow through you in a very special and unique way during these times. Bring the love of God to the center of whatever you are doing during these ordinary times. When you become aware that you can bring heaven onto the earth during these ordinary times, then through your thoughts, words, and deeds, you have created the extraordinary from the ordinary. During the ordinary times, you can actively participate in bringing heaven upon the earth in a way that it is seen and recognized and realized because you cannot taste heaven without wanting more. This week, create the extraordinary using all the possibilities and opportunities held within the garden of the ordinary.